Intervju Radija Študent.
Lep pozdrav v današnjem terminu za Eriš intervju. Pred revešnjem nastopom za sebe Moritz von Oswald Trio v kinu Šiška smo se pogovarjali z njenim ustanoviteljem, legendarnim producentom dabovske elektronike, ki v 90-ih močno spremenila smernice elektronske glasbe. Moritz po bolezni še ni posem okreval, zato v intervjuju vljudno in posem razumljivo odklonil kakšno daljše vprašanje. Kljub temu pa je povedal nekaj zanimivih stvari o ustvarjanju svoje nove zasedbi, v katero je povabil tudi Sasuja Ripatija, alias Vladislava Dileja, ter Maxa Lauterbauerja. Is this your first time in Slovenia?
First time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it happen a lot nowadays, because you've been in music for like 30 years now, does it happen that you still perform in countries for the first time?
No? Sometimes, yes. Mm-hmm. But no, not so much, but mm-hmm. sometimes.
Right, so it's not just an exception. So you formed this trio, Moritz von Oswald trio, with Sasu and Max.
Mm-hmm. Max.
So do you still perform with Mark nowadays and solo, or is it just this trio for now?
It's a trio for now. Mm-hmm. And with Mark, you mean from Basic Channel?
Yeah, Basic Channel or Rhythm and Sound or your solo project. Are you still involved with those, or are you just focused on this trio for now?
I'm focused on the trio. Mm-hmm. And sometime, maybe sometime later, to do like concert with Tikman, and mm-hmm. sometimes maybe.
Right, but for now it's just
for now
the trio.
It's the trio. Mm-hmm.
So you know, how do you see this collaboration with this trio? Is this some sort of logical progression for you? If you, for example, take the Basic Channel, then you went to Rhythm and Sound, now this trio, is this sort of logical progression, or how do you see this?
It comes by nature, yeah. It's like natural. Mm-hmm. So it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you know, is it this some new etap of yours to get involved this live sound? How did you come to this decision to incorporate live instrumentation?
Because I always loved playing live, mm-hmm. or playing instruments, mm-hmm. and I studied classical drumming. Mm-hmm. That's why I was always, you know, like affected by
lessons.
Instruments.
Mm-hmm. Because you started with Palash Schaumburg, mm-hmm. you started as a drummer. So
no, I was not a drummer, but I was like programming already at that uh-huh. time uh-huh. also. Mm-hmm. And working in the studio as well. Mm-hmm.
Because you know, this is getting quite popular that electronic musicians, especially in Berlin, are starting to get involved more in improvised music, mm-hmm. live music. So how do you see this change? Why so many electronic musicians are going back to their acoustic roots? It's the same, for example, with Sasu. He was all this year playing in electronic music, now he's back to drums.
But he's also a drummer. Mm-hmm. You know, he was doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. He was telling me about this. So I thought maybe we could like collaborate mm-hmm. on the various on this project. Mm-hmm.
So how did you come to this decision to invite Sasu and Max in your trio? Because you were friends from before?
Yeah.
So that was basically it.
I like the combination of instrument and like electronic. Mm-hmm. Sorry. One second.
Mm-hmm. So about a week ago I talked to Stefan Mathieu. I don't know if you know him, he's also a German.
Not so well.
He was also involved with electronics and before that mm-hmm. in improvised music. And I asked him what he thinks of these electronic musicians going back to acoustics. And he said that he sees it as some sort of logical progression, because people learned to use electronics and now they try to incorporate it with acoustic instruments. Mm-hmm. So would you agree with this, or how do you see this change of electronic musicians going back to acoustics?
You know, I can't really tell too much about this. I can only say that for me, it's just very normal, development. Mm-hmm. I tried so much with electronic and acoustic instruments are so good, you can't ignore them. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible.
Right. Because it's interesting that this change, I mean, many musicians sort of started doing this back from electronics to acoustic music at about the same time. So why do you think this happened at this particular time?
I don't want to make a statement on this.
Uh-huh. Okay. So in this trio, you're in charge of the mixing board, also do some synthesizers and effects. And so, but as you said earlier,
I'm playing keyboards, mm-hmm. also playing percussion, and mixing it has changed. Max is doing the mixing now. Uh-huh. So this is just what I want to say.
Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe how did your way of working with this trio, how is different, for example, to your work with Mark in rhythm and sound, for example?
Oh, it's very different.
Mm-hmm. In what way?
Because, of course, we're very capable players here, mm-hmm. playing drums with Sazu and a percussion as mm-hmm. well, mm-hmm. and some very experienced synthesizer player, Max. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite different.
Mm-hmm. You know, is it more challenging to work with new people or people like Mark
no.
who worked with 15 years?
No. It's the same challenging.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's always challenging to try out more new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are some of the upsides and downsides of working like solo or with other musicians?
It takes a long time to answer this question.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if we try something else, you know, the idea of getting involved with this trio was to bring the music in front of a live audience, probably. You know, for audience to see you. What you usually do in studio, now you present all this on the stage.
Not so much.
Not so much. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us about the idea? What was the reason you decided?
The idea is to use the power of playing live.
Mm-hmm. What does this mean, power of playing live?
Because playing live, usually nowadays, is done by laptops and all this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, we also use computer mm-hmm. on stage, mm-hmm. but not so much, you know.
So the
and the original idea, when we were recording, mm-hmm. it was mainly to exclude the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much programming and more like playing and.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Vertical Ascent, your album you released not long ago, was basically a sort of collection of your live shows, or maybe
not live shows. Studio work.
Many sessions, and you selected particularly
not so many, not just so many. Three days.
Uh-huh. And from that, the whole album. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You know, nowadays when you play live, do you stick to this material from the album, or do you just?
No, we just play the patterns from the album.
Uh-huh. Because you know, during the set, do you tend to improvise a lot, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for example, when you first started as a trio, did you have a strong idea about how you want this music to be heard, or was this a very open sort of thing and you just let things happen naturally?
Just let it go and then mm-hmm. just press record and then...
Mm-hmm. And you're happy with how things turn
yeah.
out?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so during the live show you tend to improvise, as you say.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
what's in your opinion important about improvisation? Is it the interaction between the three of you, or?
Improvisation doesn't mean for me to compete between the various instrumentalists.
Mm-hmm.
So it means for me to add something which is not just not pre-thought.
Mm-hmm. Pre-thought, yes.
So I think it's very important to keep the spontaneous reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep this in the live show.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when are you happy with what you do live? When do you say to yourself, "Oh, this is really good. This is something I was."
Yeah, when the power is at more strong than I thought.
Uh-huh. So this happens a lot.
It does. Yeah.
You play a lot together nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yes, for a long time you've been focused on sort of working in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and now you work in front of a live audience doing live stuff. So you know what's more interesting, or what can you compare the work in the studio and work you do in concerts?
For me, everything is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
To work with music is always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't have a preference?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
You know, for example, nowadays it seems that pursuing always new ideas and new music seems really important to some musicians. And you yourself was, you work sort of within this dub music field, or at least your influence with dub, but you always sort of find new things within this concept. So, you know, how do you feel about this, always trying to get something new out of music? What's your take on this?
Because I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, I try to find new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
About, like, new fields of interest and sounds, and sound is always very important.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, and of course how to get it across to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, the sound is, you know,
the basics people, of the music,
the people are aware of how this can be change the perception of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. maybe if we say a couple of things on music scene in Berlin,
mm.
you know, it used to be really
I'm not so much a part of the,
you're not?
Of the scene.
Uh-huh. But you probably follow anything what's
not
going
really,
on Berlin?
Not
so
really,
much.
No.
Uh-huh.
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. Because it seems that this improvised music is going really strong there. You perform with this trio in Berlin maybe?
I did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago in the best club.
Which
in
is
Berlin.
Which is this best club?
Berghain, it's called.
Uh-huh. A bigger place?
Yes, yeah, big place.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what was the response from the crowd?
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So you're still popular even with this trio?
Yeah, sure.
Same, mm-hmm. You know, for example, this question, I don't know if you will want to answer it or not, but dubstep seems to be a really big club thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And without basic channel, it would probably, in my opinion, sound it probably wouldn't sound the same because it was a big influence on how it developed and stuff. So, you know, do you listen to any of dubstep, or are you still just a fan of old Jamaican music? And what's your opinion on dubstep?
I like it.
You know?
I like the vibes of dubstep a lot. Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would try to do something in this type of music, or it's really not your thing?
I'm not so sure about this, you know.
You just let things happen, sort of.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yes, if we say just a couple more questions about this place. You know, this is quite a big place, at least for a small city like Ljubljana. Mm-hmm. So maybe it will happen that it will look kind of empty because of the people. So, you know, is
I don't think so. I think it will be okay, you know.
Mm-hmm. But the response of the crowd is somehow important to you when you play live, you know, to see some reaction, or does it affect your set?
Yeah, it does. So, you know, but I'm used to, I can play with a lot of people and not so many people. I can just play.
Excellent. So anyway, I hope that people will attend and it should be a nice gig. So do you have something nice to say to invite them to, you know, if they are still deciding whether to attend or not, so that they will change their minds?
No, they will like it. You know, people will like it. It's a deep kind of music and it's a nice vibes. So just
hopefully
join us, you know, just check it out and you will like it.
Excellent. Okay, thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Zasedbo Moritz von Oswald Trio lahko slišite danes ob 21. uri v kinu Šiška. Z Moritzom von Oswaldom pa se je pogovarjal Goran.
Intervju Radija Študent.